Chile's quake recovery begins to a multi-million dollar tune. Church planners respond after fire destroys two-thirds of a village in India, and God helps a ministry meet an impossible deadline. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The first of Chile's damage assessments are in. The government estimates damages at around $30 billion. Wycliffe Associates President and CEO Bruce Smith says, although their personnel are safe, their work was temporarily disrupted.
Primary damage was in the Santiago area, but just down the coast a little ways is a city called Concepcion. And that's where our partners in Bible Translation's offices were completely destroyed.
Bible Translation was in its final stages when the earthquake hit. But in order to finish the work and move on to the distribution of the word, a facility is vital.
We responded initially with about $25,000 to help them make an initial response to their situation. But it's going to require long-term reconstruction, and it's going to depend on donors and partners participating to help them rebuild in that arena. So this is something that's still in development. And it's another opportunity that people, again, with construction skills and experience, would be able to be a part of in this response.
Meanwhile, over two-thirds of the homes in a northeast Indian village burned to the ground from one initial house fire. 60 of the homes destroyed belong to Christians who attended the Church of a Gospel for Asia pastor. GFA missionaries are doing what they can to minister to the 235 homeless families. Pray that the Christians who have suffered this loss would not lose their faith, but would instead use this as an opportunity to show others their trust in Christ's provision. You're listening to Mission Network News. 2010 is the story of challenge and triumph for New Life Academy in Orissa, India. A Hindu landlord revoked their lease, which left their partner Worldwide Christian Schools just 4 months to raise $87,000 for a new school. Could it be done? Worldwide Scott Vanderkoy.
We had many doubts, but we just sent the word out to God's people, and they just responded. We have $5,845 left to go.
While anti-Christian activity has been strong in Orissa, their team hasn't felt it.
This is a heavily Hindu community, but yet the Hindu community is bringing bricks and offering to help build things like boundary walls around the school. They all know that this is a Christ-centered school that's going up in their community, but yet they're so excited about it that they are offering to help.
The goodwill of the community opens doors for the gospel.
These are schools that invite non-Christians, and I think they pick up on that. That's why they want to be a part of it and want to help it succeed.
There's still time to help. Our website will point you in the right direction. Meanwhile, overall, Youth for Christ focuses their ministry on school campuses, and yet, in the past decade, they've also been intentional about their inner-city ministry, City Life. Executive Director of YFC's Central Ohio Branch, Scott Arnold, says, within the next 20 years, the majority of kids will live in cities. He asks,
how do we take what we've learned and then begin to add to it the things that we don't know about what it takes to be effective in a city?
Through questioning, YFC has discovered a holistic approach, which then divides into specific programs for prevalent issues.
We just recognize that the reality that social needs and spiritual needs both have to happen in a really broken community for you to get traction in moving kids towards becoming lifelong followers of Jesus.
Specific to the inner city, they've learned.
We tend to think of inner cities as places where there's poverty or there's teen pregnancy or there's lots of single-parent families, and that can be true. We think the number one core issue in the inner city is broken relationships.
Start restoring these relationships by visiting our website. And when television became the primary source of information in the Middle East, a Christian station became a must. Sat-7, Christian satellite television to the Middle East and North Africa, came into being as a strategic and creative way to reach people in that area with the gospel. In the last 3 years, Sat-7 has partnered with the Jesus Film Project to show the Jesus film hundreds of times on TV. And many have responded to the film. Pray that many more would respond to the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.